friends in Christ, we ponder the golden lampstands from Zechariah. But is it gold lampstands, or is it really about temples and Zerubbabel? One of my favorite words and names in the Old Testament is Melchizedek. But my second favorite is Zerubbabel. It just has that impact. The answer is we find both in this text. Zechariah was awakened from a deep sleep. The angel said, "What do you see?" The answer was a gold lampstands, bowls on top, seven lamps, seven lips, and two olive trees. If any of you folks lived in a heavy Jewish community, okay. I lived right out, I went to Bronxville. So that's 17 miles out of New York City. Truth be told, there are more conservative Jews in New York City than there is over in Palestine. Then I went to St. Louis, and guess what's right not too far from the seminary? It's a synagogue. So I've lived in two areas, and I grew up around Philadelphia. So I've lived in Jewish lands. And you've certainly heard of a menorah, right? Seven lamps, all that kind of. That's what we're talking about here in the text, is a menorah. Huge menorah. And it talks about, what, a golden lampstand, bigger than I am, bowls, lips, and depending upon how the person depicts this, there's either seven candles, which now is, you know, menorah looks like, or in case one, some of the people have determined it's seven times seven, or those of you who are in the new math, 49. So you could have 49 candles out there. And then it has over here an olive tree, and over here another olive tree. And the two olive trees dip into the bowl. Just put in fuel in my car today. Gassed up in Newport. About $1.39, I came to Corvallis. It's cheaper to buy gas on the coast than it is here in town. Scary concept. I didn't go to Albany, so maybe it's cheaper there. But here's the idea. How did the people of that day fuel their lamps? Olive oil. Wouldn't it be great if those of us who have electric vehicles, which they don't, had that 10,000-foot cord, so you never have to worry about powering it up, or if you had the fuel tank behind you? That's what Zechariah is talking about. The olive oil would fill this lamp so that it's coming in, pouring into it, so the lamps would never go out. So continue with that concept. Stay with that idea for a while. So here we have Zechariah being awakened by the angel. And he asked the question of Zechariah, what's going on? And what Zechariah's honest answer is, I don't have a clue. Help me, teach me. What he's talking about, this guy, Zerubbabel, when I was confirmation age, I was thinking this guy was supposed to be a great prophet, a priest, somebody in the church. Guess what? Not so much. He's the project manager. He's building the temple. He is an administrator, a civil administrator. We're studying in my Sunday morning Bible class, the book of Romans. And one of the things we say, you know, the scriptures are written by the people. And Paul says how many times in his book, I write this with my own hand. So the book of Romans is actually written by a scribe, even though it came through the Holy Spirit through Paul's words. Same sort of setup here when it says about Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel laid the foundation. How many project managers laid the foundation of a building? Very few, especially if you're a civil administrator. So that's what Zechariah is saying. Zerubbabel laid the foundation. I think when I was here the last time, we talked about how these people had left Babylon. They started to build. They laid the foundation. And what got in the way? Building their own houses, having families, and those kinds of things. So it didn't get built as quick as it could. And God's then saying, hey guys, what was your first order of business when you came from Babylon? build the temple. Let's not forget this. So then we get that wonderful text where Zechariah is describing and talking about, not with power, not with might, but with the Spirit will this temple be built.